When people argue with me about objectivism, not because their motivation is to acquire knowledge, but merely to argue for the sake of arguing as an end in itself, is that nihilism? No, not necessarily. Nihilism is the attempt to destroy for the sake of destruction without anything gained as a result. Now, as you present this, they argue for the sake of arguing as an end in itself. Maybe they want to show how clever they are. Maybe they don't like you and want to embarrass you. Maybe they want to show off some logical trick that they've just been taught. All of those are bad motives. But now compare that to John Dewey's motive with regard to education as such. He wants to wipe out a whole field. Wipe out classes, textbooks, methods of reading, everything, so that there's nothing left of education but students doing what they feel like in so-called private, unguided study. That is nihilism, wiping out a whole field. And I give more in Dim. Now, if you want a more particular example, take Iago in Othello. His whole motivation is to destroy Othello. He is not as broad scope as Dewey, but the point is you don't have to be as broad scope as long, to count as nihilism, as long as you don't see any gain in anybody's eyes, any promotion, nothing except that person is dead, that person is gone. And of course, he devotes himself to doing that to Othello and succeeds. So it can be on one person, it can be on an entire field. I predicted in Dim near the end that Obama was a nihilist in the true sense, and that the sphere he wanted to act in was the United States. What Dewey wanted to do with education, or what James Joyce wanted to do to literature, Obama wants to do to the United States. And not because it'll become a better place, not because he thinks it'll become a better place, not because he has any eye on some alleged good consequences. And that, in my opinion, is the only way to account for the consistency of his behavior, the destruction that he perpetrates in every field, without any gain in destroying foreign policy and destroying or helping to win over, as they say, the military, wrecking the economy, inducing class warfare, race warfare. You can go through one after the other, using climate control as a means of destroying the Industrial Revolution. People ask, how is he so smart to know all the things to do? And it's very simple. He doesn't want anything but destruction. And since that's his motivation, he knows exactly what to do with it. That is nihilism. Really, the biggest example we have in the current world. And it is not anything to do with what this questioner says, whether his arguments are phony or not phony. The question is, what is his motive in his behavior?